Hey, it's Kirsten. Do you feel like you're spending way too much money on supplements? When I started out on my health journey, I was also shocked about how expensive high-quality supplements were, especially as I was upping how many I was taking. That's why when I became a practitioner back in 2018, I started offering my clients a way to save up to 25% off many of their supplements through a company called Wellevate, which is spelled Wellevate. Through Wellevate, you can order many of the supplements that you're already taking, like Pure Encapsulations, Gaia Herbs, Enzymedica, and others at discounts of up to 25% off retail. And shipping is free for orders over $49 within the United States. The only way to buy supplements through Wellevate is through a practitioner, and I will earn a small commission at no additional cost to you while you're saving money. So if you want to start saving upwards of 25% off your supplement bill, go to the resources page on my website at carefullyhealing.com/resources and go to the Wellevate section. You don't have to be a client, just set up your account and start saving. I'm Kirsten Ramstrom, a certified holistic health coach, and welcome to the Quest for Healing podcast. Whether you're just starting out on your health journey or you're farther down your path, I've created this podcast to inspire and inform your health journey through, first, some extraordinary healing stories from real people, second, an exploration of some intriguing healing modalities, and third, through conversations with enterprising people who are making a difference in the health of our world. Welcome to episode 61. I have a really great episode for you this week. Marilee Nelson, the co-founder of Branch Basics, which makes my favorite non-toxic cleaning products, has joined me this week. We discuss her journey to eliminate toxins, chemicals, and radiation from her home and how it saved not only her own life, but the life of her severely chemically injured son. She imparts some great lessons for dealing with extreme chemical sensitivity and the power of removing toxins from your environment. She also teaches us how we can toss the toxins from our own homes, drawing on everything that she's studied and learned over the past four decades on this topic. And many of her suggestions are things you can do easily and at little to no cost to you. I love this conversation that we had in this episode because so often in my own health journey, I've spent so much of my time fixated on what I'm knowingly putting in my body, like food. And in this episode, Marilee really shines a light on things that we may not have been aware of or focused on that we're getting exposed to. So if you're chemically sensitive or feeling like you've stagnated on your health journey and you're ready to dig deeper, this episode is for you. Before we go to the episode, I just wanted to give you a couple of quick reminders. First, if you're trying to decide what to cook for your upcoming holiday celebration, don't forget to check out my holiday recipe guide, which has 6 delicious healthy recipes. You can find it at podcast.carefullyhealing.com/holiday recipes, and I'll also put the link in the show notes. The second thing is, if you're still looking for some holiday gift ideas, check out my Quest for the Best Holiday Gift Guide. It has more than 25 different gift ideas, from kitchen gadgets to personal care items, and some fun things as well. I've also included a couple of money-saving tips for stretching your holiday budget even further. And you can find that on my blog at carefullyhealing.com/post/HGG2021 for Holiday Gift Guide 2021. And I'll put a link to that in the show notes as well. Merry Christmas to you and your family if you're celebrating. And with that, let's go to the episode. Marilee, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. I really appreciate you being here.
Well, I am delighted. I've loved speaking to you in the past, and it's just really fun to share information with people.
I love it. And you've got such a fascinating backstory. And I love that what it's led to is this beautiful company that you started along with Allison and Kelly. And so I can't wait to hear more about that. But where I really want to start first is on your personal backstory, because you've had quite a run of it with health issues for both you and your son. And I know that this has really informed the company that you've started and why you focused on the things that you focus on in your life and in your work. So why don't you take us back and tell us where that started?
Okay. Well, I think like many of us, I was completely in the dark. I had no clue as to why I had all of these issues. I grew up with so many problems. I was born in 1951, which is interestingly called the introduction of the age of chemistry. the age of convenience, when, you know, so many processed foods, when so many chemicals were being used in products. And I was bottle fed. Breastfeeding was out. Similac was the first pre-made formula that came out in that year. I had horrible problems with colic, sleeping. So I started out with problems. In the first couple of months or so, I got an ear infection and I started on antibiotics, and I had ear infection after ear infection. So I was on antibiotics over and over. I had asthma. By the way, my father smoked in the house and in the car. I mean, that seems to, you know, be connected, but it wasn't connected then. I had horrible allergies. My mother had a pile of rags at the door that she called my snot rags. And if we were going to go somewhere, she said, "Marilee, don't forget your snot rag," because I would either have a pile of mucus running out of my nose, my eyes. I mean, this is not attractive. Or I was so stopped up. I also had a fever of what the doctor said of unknown origin. So I had a low grade fever much of the time when I was growing up. And then it would spike to 105, 106 at no explainable time, according to the doctors. So I was on antibiotics for that. So all of that medication use led to, I guess you can imagine, some pretty heavy duty gut issues. And I did not even realize, this shows how I was completely disconnected. I would go over 2 weeks without going to the bathroom, and I didn't even know that was a problem. And so talking about unaware. Then when I started my period, my cramps were so painful. I was out of my mind with the pain. And my mother would give me her narcotics for her pain. She had cancer. So I took Percodan, which is a heavy duty narcotic, just to get through my periods.
Wow.
So that was kind of, it sounds like I was sick all the time. I wasn't, but I was a very sickly child. Then fast forward a little bit, I was in college and I was sick, very sick. And I had actually decided I would go pre-med because I wanted to figure out how to cure my mother's cancer. And I wanted to figure out what was wrong with me. But I got to the point where the doctors decided they needed to do exploratory surgery because they could not figure out why I had this fever. And we had 11 doctors on the team. And after the surgery, I was in my hospital room on morphine. And the surgeon came in and I was really excited because it was like, I was excited because I thought these experts are going to figure out what is wrong with me and I'm going to figure this out. I can move on. So the surgeon came in and took my hand. He said, "Marilee, I'm really sorry. It didn't turn out like we would have hoped." And then he said, "You're never going to be able to have children. You have endometriosis so bad. We've never seen a case like that." And then he said, and that was a big enough bomb. But then he said, "You're going to have to go on dialysis and you're going to need a kidney transplant." Well, I don't know what happened, but it was wonderful. I shifted gears and I just looked at him and I said, "You know what? I cannot be subject to what the medical world has to offer me right now. What if in a year or two or three, you all figure out what I need to do and I don't have a kidney?" I said, "No, no way. There's going to be another way." So I know he thought I was hallucinating or something, and I'd wake up after I got off the medication. But literally, this next step in my life will show how your perspective drives what you do. I had a very narrow perspective, and that was that there was going to be some pill or some medical therapy for my answer. So I started looking in that direction, knowing that I was going to find what they hadn't figured out. But thankfully, I was led to a medical doctor in Boston who was using food as medicine. And the bottom line is, I ended up changing my very, absolutely the worst, I guess you'd say, I was a junk food junkie. I was a sugarholic. I was never satisfied. My mother called me her human garbage disposal because I ate all the leftovers. When I changed my diet, it was amazing. The very first meal that I ate, I remember sitting there. I wasn't thinking about the ice cream in the freezer I was going to finish off and the cookies in the pantry. I thought, "I feel so satisfied." It was like my body was saying, "Oh my gosh, thank you so much. You finally gave me what we want. You know, you finally have done what I need.
And so what had you shifted to eating?
Well, first of all, the counselor that was working with me on food as medicine, he looked me straight in the face and said, "Do you want to save your kidney?" And I'm going, "Yes." He said, "Well, this doesn't mean that you can have a piece of birthday cake here and, you know, cheat here. You are going to have to be on a very strict medicinal diet. And until you do, you know, get recovered enough, you're going to have to stay very narrow." So he made it very clear that this was not something I could, you know, deviate from. Well, let me tell you, this was coming from left field because I didn't even know there was such a thing as health food. I am telling you, I loved anything if it was food. I loved vegetables. I loved meat. I loved everything, but I loved junk food, but I didn't know there was any difference. And I will tell you that in 10 days, my life was completely changed. If you look at a plant and it's drooping, it hadn't had any water, and it's about to die, and you give it water or you feed it, and the next day the leaves are up high. It was every day I was just becoming more and more alive. It was the most amazing thing because I was so weak by that time. It felt like my arm weighed like a million pounds to breathe, raise it to my mouth. So it was miraculous. It was incredible, miraculous to me. But I'll tell you what I did after this, you know, it all cleared and I was so much better and I was off all my medications. My period had straightened out. My allergies were gone. I mean, all these things were dropping off. I sat there and I thought, how is it that in this United States that we are allowing companies to put chemicals in our food that impact us mentally, physically, and emotionally like this? So I was on a rampage. I thought, I've got to write a book.
So the new diet that they put you on, this medicinal diet, was it just a lot more fruits and vegetables or?
It was all organic, which I have no frame of reference for. It was actually no meat. It was a grain-based diet, grain, legumes, very specifically targeted, like a meal would be like a prescription to target the kidneys. Every food has an energetic property. Like, for instance, ginger has a property of causing energy in the body to go down and out. That's why you take ginger when you're nauseated. Anyway, so I just stopped all the junk food. And the thing was, is I did not even crave it. And, you know, when you're a sugarholic, you are actually addicted. But I was so nourished that I was satisfied. It was like the complete addiction cure.
It's amazing what happens when all of a sudden we start giving our bodies the food that it actually wants versus the food that we're often told that it might want.
Well, exactly. And I just want to clarify something right here. In today's world, a lot of people are going organic, and that's wonderful. But what we don't realize is organic on a label in a health food store is not enough. We have to read the label. We cannot have the additives, the cytotoxins, and the other chemicals that are so full, even in what people think they're eating healthy. So anyway, I'm eating completely clean, no chemicals, no additives. And I changed my career. I studied medicinal cooking. I became a medicinal cook. I cooked for people with cancer, with children with learning disabilities, Crohn's disease, all kinds of issues, and saw how incredible the results that can happen, you know, when you remove those things from your diet, basically. So that part of my journey, I woke up to what I was eating. And so I always say the solution to my problem was right under my nose. It was what I was eating. And then my son later, I had a son and later he had a chemical exposure. And I learned it's also what you're smelling is impacting you. So I had a child and at age 10, he was exposed to very high level of pesticides. It was an unusual situation. And it was such an extreme exposure that he had severe brain damage. The doctor said he'd never recover from it. And he also was going to be a bubble boy for the rest of his life, which meant he no longer could detoxify the everyday chemicals that people have in their shampoo and their products, everything. And so we had to create a safe haven. Well, I can tell you, I told that doctor the same thing I said to to mine. I just said, I just can't accept that. And my son was brilliant, absolutely a brilliant child. And he went from being brilliant to not even being able to spell a three-letter word or do simple math.
And that was overnight, right?
I'll say overnight. We didn't realize that impact because he was so sick for a while. And then when he, you know, as he was getting better, we could see he couldn't do any of this. So anyway, I was determined again to figure out what I needed to do. And we came home from that doctor that told us that. And I started trying to create a healthy home. And the doctor said, you're going to need to fix a room for him that has no chemicals, no products in it. And I thought, well, I'm going to do my whole house. I don't want to have him in one room. And back then, the concept of what a healthy home is was not clear. And I can tell you it still isn't. That may sound crazy to you, but what I found, this is true. We don't really realize what makes a healthy home. So my son's extreme reaction, his extreme situation, which made him have horrible symptoms if anyone came around with anything on them, taught me how important these chemicals are. And I'll just give you one little example of what really was a turning point in his recovery. He was so sensitive, I could not get the house clean enough for him to be comfortable in it, especially when he slept. So we would sleep outside on a cot, not in a tent because he would react to a tent. So we're in the open air. And one night I'm laying out on this cot and I'm going, what is it that I haven't, you know, thought of? What am I missing? And I had this crazy thought in my head, get up and go get that box that you have in the bathroom. And I argued with myself because all it was my old perfume from high school, some skincare products that I love, a couple of other things that I thought, I'll just put these in a box and put them in the closet until, and when he's well, I can use them again. So I did that and I didn't tell my husband, and I did not tell my son because I wanted it to be an experiment and I didn't want to change anything. But the next day we went into the house, I was fixing lunch and he would, you know, he'd come into the house. But after about 10 minutes in the house, he goes, Mom, what did you do? And I just said, what do you mean, what did you do? And he said, well, there's something different. I'm just not feeling like I want to get up and you know, get out of the house. Well, I acted really cool. I said, I have no idea. Just why don't you just stay until you feel like you need to get out? Well, anyway, we ended up being in there till the evening. And I said, are you willing to try to sleep in the house? And he said, yes, if you would promise to go out with me, if, you know, I can't. Well, he slept in the house that night. And literally, I was still second guessing myself. I said, this is just a coincidence. I can't tell my husband. He'll think I'm crazy. My son will think I'm crazy. So I thought, I have to figure this out. And I was at the grocery store a couple of days later, going down, you know, just going down the aisle, and I passed the aisle where the cleaning products and the pesticides were. And I literally gasped and I went, oh my gosh, that's it. Those bottles are not only closed, but they're also sealed. And yet I can smell them. And that's what's happening with those products. You know, they're in the house, they're emitting this stuff, and it's creating a low-level chemical soup that he can't tolerate.
It's so shocking to me when I think about that too, because no one ever talks about this, right? And all the different things. I mean, I think the basement of our old house, all the cans of paint, and God knows none of those were no VOC paints, right? There's pesticides, there's paints, there's random chemicals for this and that. Then there's all the regular cleaning products for the house and maybe the stuff that you spray on something on the outside of your house. And then all your beauty care products. I mean, there's just such a litany.
Yeah, that you wear on your skin 24/7. And so you have that on your skin and you leave your house and it goes with you. You don't ever escape it. So, yeah. And I, as I watched what happens, because what I realized is we have found a baseline. Okay. We have removed enough exposures for my son that his body can now relax. He can sleep better. He can start healing. Those things in my cabinet were hijacking the healing process. They were literally preventing him from healing. And until I remove them, that's the state I was in. And that's, you know, that's kind of, this is how our company that I'm with now, we're out on a mission. We want to open people's eyes to what might be undermining their health, because as he got better and better, I realized that Americans are sitting in homes with a low-level chemical soup that they're all having to deal with. And you remove this, and the results are phenomenal, just phenomenal. So let me just tell you a few things that we had to do to get my sons to recover, because there were a lot of discoveries. And I think they're really important, especially today. As you probably know, over 50% of American children have some sort of chronic illness, as well as the adults. I mean, we are in a chronic health crisis. So as we progressed and I was trying to heal him, I thought of the idea that if you are cut, the body automatically goes into healing mode, as long as you don't get a knife the next day and cut it open again. So my reasoning was, okay, he's had a chemical injury. His liver is not processing this. I need to keep as much exposure to something harmful away from him so he can actually heal. And we found, we went to maximum, I say, lockdown, just like COVID, because we realized that if we went to the store and we came back, and we'd opened the door and we'd been to Walmart and we had the chemicals that were on our bodies and skin, my son might in the back room collapse with swollen lymph glands with a horrible reaction, just like that. So we had to but virtually take our clothes off, wash our hair, and change before we could come in so we could keep the house clear enough for him. But that was key for him because it enabled him to, you know, start healing and healing faster and faster. We also learned at that time, which was before cell phones, which was before the internet, that the electromagnetic fields were an issue. And I learned that because I started studying bowel biology with the Germans who were teaching it in America at the time.
Talk a little bit about what the philosophy of that is for people who aren't familiar with it.
The bowel biologists in Europe discovered that the home environment is like the third, your third skin, or your, it's, you know, where you live is either going to improve your health, flourish you, or it can hinder you. So they started looking at all the factors that impact our health: molds, chemicals, aerosols, electromagnetic fields, and, you know, anything, the building materials, etc. And so it's the study of all those aspects. And one of the aspects that I learned about was the electromagnetic field issue, the AC fields from the wiring in the house. That's all we had back then. And it turned out that my son, when he was in bed, we did a test on him for electric fields. And it takes 1 millivolt to operate a pacemaker. And when we did a body voltage test for electric fields in his body when sleeping, he had over 1,000 millivolts. And the Germans at that time had determined that the electric field was the number one reason why people with chronic illness were not recovering. This is back in 1990. So before the internet, before Wi-Fi, et cetera.
Right. Wow. So what was the maximum amount of millivolts that the bowel biology people were recommending?
Oh, they just 20 millivolts for in the sleeping place is the minimum. You want to have it 20 or below.
20 or below. And your son had 1,000. So it's 50 times higher.
Wow. Also, you wanted to look for, in terms of magnetic fields, that's another EMF that rides on the wiring in your house. We were looking for a level of 0.2 milligauss in the bed as ideal. And so we worked to get that as well. That's a whole nother arena, but there's easy, doable things that you can changes you can make at your home that can reduce those fields. So people that have problems sleeping are typically really helped by reduction of these fields. And now we've got the high frequency fields with Wi-Fi and all that. It's become much more complex.
So what were a couple of the things that you did to help reduce this exposure for your son in his bed?
Okay. Well, if you unplug lamps and things in a room, that takes down your electric field. So every night before bed, you can unplug any lamps, anything plugged in. That'll reduce it. You can actually turn off circuit breakers to the bedroom. They have, through Tech Wellness, there's a bedroom circuit you can connect to the power, your circuit panel. And you just flip it at night. It'll turn off all of the power to the bedroom and make you have a quiet field. Yeah, I'm simplifying it, but yes, there are some very easy things to do that can make a huge, huge difference.
And of course, in this day and age with cell phones and whatnot, keeping those out of the bedroom as much as humanly possible is, of course, really important.
I typically absolutely say go wired and take Wi-Fi out. And if you can't do that, you have to work where you are. Turn your Wi-Fi off at night. That's real important. So it's a field really worth investigating. And also, I would just say real quick, don't charge your cell phone while you're sleeping. Charge your phone during the day or while you're getting ready for bed, just not while you're sleeping. When you plug that in, it's going to bring in more fields, not just to you, that location, all throughout your house.
Wow.
I learned all these things working with very sensitive people, and they're the canaries, just like my son. The canaries are showing us how we really need to be proactive and cautionary with our use of the technology.
And thank goodness for those people, because otherwise we wouldn't know. And I think there's a lot of manufacturers out there who bank on us not knowing.
Well, and that is definitely a way to look at it. I also think they don't know. We're in this age of, like I said, 51 was the age of chemistry, the age of convenience. What we've hit is what I think is a critical mass. We have so much chronic illness and we're finally starting to tie. Hey, you know what? It is tied to all this chemical use, all this pesticide use, all this technology that we're using without looking at human health as priority.
And the thing is, there are so many ways to eliminate a lot of it. Some, as the point you just made, it's as easy as unplugging your lamps. One of the things I started doing a few months ago was I've unplugged my television. So the only time I'll plug it in is if I'm going to sit and watch it. But if I'm not going to watch it, I've unplugged it and I've unplugged the cable too.
That's perfect. And, learning that magnetic fields are very easy to deal with. Typically, if you're using an appliance, you turn an appliance on, you've got a magnetic field. Don't stand there right by your blender while you're blending your smoothie. Step a couple of feet away. 3 feet is typically enough, and you're out of the field. Same thing with the electric stove. Don't just stand near it stirring. Stand back and, give it some space. Refrigerator is another one.
It's not just the microwave that we need to stand away from.
We need to not use the microwave. But yes, but a microwave also is going to impact more than a very small area. That goes a far, far away. So yeah.
We don't use our microwave. So I've used mine as storage for quite a while.
Me too. So a lot of these things are no cost. For instance, when I walked those products, my favorite perfume, out of the house, it changed my son's life, changed my life. That did not cost me a penny. But I'll tell you what, it saved me not only, I can't even imagine, tens of thousands of dollars plus a heck of a lot of misery. And I cannot even imagine what my life would be like if we didn't discover that.
It's incredible. How is your son's health now?
Well, that's such a good story. All right. It took us 7 years, and don't let that discourage you.
You had a lot of learning to do in those 7 years.
A lot of learning, no internet, nothing. I still don't know how this all came. But if I always say, if I knew everything that I know now, it would have been so short for the recovery. But he completely recovered. He ended up going to the Naval Academy. He ended up flying over 300 missions over Afghanistan and the war. I mean, you cannot do that and not be fit. Super fit, super smart. His brain came back. Everything came back. And it was gradual. And I had to use a lot, you know, there was a lot of things that I did. And most of them were things that were no cost. And I am saying that to you because so many people have serious illness. There's a lot that can be done, even just going outside if it's a time of year and grounding, getting your shoes off, getting barefoot on the, damp grass. That is so anti-inflammatory and so good for the body. Just little tips like that can just make all the difference.
That's amazing. And so how did this inspire you to start Branch Basics?
Okay. Well, what happened was after my son recovered, somehow word of mouth got out and I started getting calls from all over the country. And I started working with people with chronic illness, people who had situations that they couldn't figure out what was wrong. You know, they were kind of in my son's position. They'd been chemically poisoned. People with autoimmune, all kinds of problems were calling me. And what I would do is I would take them through this process, which I'm now calling Toss the Toxins. And no matter what their condition, the first step I do would be go through these category by category, getting them to just get a box, take these products and get them out of the house. Now that freaks out some people because they're thinking, I can't throw away all these products. I'm not telling you to do that. All I want you to do is get them in a box, take them out either to an unattached garage is best. If you've got an attached garage, you can put them in a container, it's called Sterilite. It's a sealed container where the VOCs won't come out. But anyway, you put the products that you're not going to throw out or you're kind of concerned with in that box. But the purpose is to get them out of the house so that your air quality is dramatically improved. And I love it. One of the good things that came out of the COVID virus situation was in March of 2020, the New York Times came out with this big article saying, wow. Exposure to harmful chemicals in your home makes you more vulnerable to contagious disease. And about that time, the CDC starts to say, even saying, you know what, we don't need to use so much of these sanitizers and disinfectants. Just clean your house with soap and water and then use a disinfectant, a safe disinfectant on frequently touched surfaces. Because we're creating this superbug situation, antibiotic resistance, et cetera. And as that article pointed out, exposure to those harmful chemicals are making us more vulnerable to catching COVID and whatever else we come into contact with. So the act of taking a box and moving it out of the house is really simple. And I try to tell people, if you start feeling stressed about this, just stop and say, wait, this is an opportunity. Let me experiment and see. Yes, I love my scented candles, which is one of the things we have people remove. Yes, I love them, but I'm willing to get them in a box and take them out maybe for a month or 30 days or whatever you decide and see what happens. I'm telling you, I do not have anyone who reverts back. That really does the process that I recommend. And this process includes pesticides are removed first, cleaning products, laundry products, fragrance products, skincare products. We go through the pantry and the kitchen, removing the chemicals in the food. That's the excitotoxins. A lot of people are not aware of that. We go through the electromagnetic fields, doing things. Mostly I try to do things that don't cost money. Unplug your lamps, step 3 feet away from your blender, put your phone on airplane mode. Don't sit there with it all day on your desk operating or whenever you can, just take these measures. You're taking down the immune stress. Your body's going to thank you so much. Now I can deal with, regeneration and recovery. And at night when you're sleeping, that's really important that you're on bed sheets that are not washed in fragrance products. Because, and I'll just, you know, there's so many aspects we can talk about here, but I want to hit fragrance, the synthetic fragrance angle for you. I discovered how powerful those were when my son was recovering. And fragrance in a box on an ingredient really means this is a concoction of maybe hundreds and hundreds of chemicals. They're proprietary. They've never been tested. And it's been proven that they are neurotoxic. They impact the brain, the mood, and they are asthmogens. They cause asthma. They're carcinogenic. They can cause cancer. They're obesogens. They make us fat no matter what you eat and no matter how much you exercise. They are endocrine disruptors. How many people have such issues with their periods and, you know, fertility, infertility? It's just rampant in this country. And I'll just go back to myself. I had such extreme endocrine disruption. And for me, just the diet change completely reversed that. Now, I have clients that I work with, and they'll remove fragrance products, and they are completely, you know, reversed. But it's all a total load, and we want to just do everything we can. And if you think about it, isn't it just common sense? Who would say that having a product under their counter that was causing their child to be on an inhaler should be there? Of course it shouldn't. If we really put this all together, we go, oh, what the heck? I'm going to get all this stuff out of my house. I don't want it in the house. And once the consumers know that, we have the power with the dollar at the cash register. We'll know how to read ingredients. And I want to tell you how to do that. Just become your own expert. And we will not buy these things that are undermining our health. The companies are going to change.
Absolutely. And it's one of the reasons why I love having someone like you on the podcast, because it's not just about taking out the stuff that's bad. It's having something that works really well to replace it with. And it's why I promote your company, because I use your products and I love it so much. And I'm totally interrupting you and going on a little different tangent, but it's exactly why I wanted to have you on here today. So I so appreciate it. But don't let me interrupt the path you were going down.
Oh, no, that's okay. I mean, there's so many paths we can go down, but the bottom line is absolutely, it is really time that we sit for a minute and think. You know, we're so used to this and that. We've been eating this food for years. Oh my gosh, it's got chemicals in there to make you addicted to it. You don't realize it. Find something that's just as good that doesn't have that. And today, in today's world, we have wonderful options. It's not that we're crippled. And people say, oh, but it's expensive. You know what? Let me tell you what's expensive. What's expensive is to be taking your kids to the doctor, to be missing your work, to be feeling badly, to having to pay for all the medical bills. It pays off. You know, just, oh, and this, I love this. I love this. When I've worked with people, let me give you an example. A mother called and she had a six-year-old boy who had horrific issues all down the line, behavior, weight, mood, everything. And she called me because she wanted me to help her with diet. And I knew right then diet would be great for me. But I said, look, let's do something undercover. Let's remove these products in your house that are impacting him. And then you'll have a lot easier time with diet. I want to tell you, this woman was a cleaning freak. She was a pesticide. She was like me. I grew up in Houston, Texas, and we were spraying all the time for roaches, et cetera. So there was a lot of chemical issues. Her kid couldn't sleep. He had eczema, scratching himself to death, you know, bleeding. Literally, that child's life was completely turned around. We went through the tocotoxins where she didn't have to make him eat broccoli yet. You know, he didn't have any stressor on him. He didn't even know what was happening. It was behind the scenes. She's removing this stuff. He's all of a sudden starting to sleep. He'd been sleeping in fragranced pajamas. You know, she used laundry sheets and fabric softeners, so toxic. The child was transformed. The school called, wanted to know what she was doing because she had called me because they couldn't control him at school and they wanted him to go to the doctor and take a stronger medication because he was on medication already. Well, by the time we finished with him and we did work through diet, the kid was making all A's. He was not on any medication. He was a changed child. The father called me crying, telling me how he had literally been afraid his child was going to grow up and be a criminal, and he hated to come home every day. And he said, and literally, he was being poisoned by what we had in the house and what we were feeding him. And now he is this wonderful child. I mean, really, I almost cry every time I think about that conversation because the guy just broke down on the phone. And he did not want his wife to call me because he said, why should you call her? We've got the best doctors in Houston, Texas, and you don't need to call this woman. And it's like the solution is under our nose, what we're eating, what we're breathing. It's not everything. I mean, what we think is really the most important, our perspective, that's key, but there's so much we can do.
Well, and there's just so many outside factors that have been introduced into our bodies over the past 100 years. And our bodies can't handle it. And we see it across the world right now. And I agree with you. It's time for us to start taking control of that back and really making smarter choices. So this is that story is incredible.
It is. I have a lot of those and they're so wonderful. I get excited when I work with people because as they tell me about things, I'm going, yay, yay, yay. You know, they're thinking how horrible. And I'm just saying, no, this is good. This is good. Because, you know, when you can tell people to do things, it doesn't cost them money and they have results that way outgo therapies they've been trying to do. I'm not knocking those, but I'll tell you, I really recommend that people take this action, remove everything they can that undermines our health before they spend $1 million on therapies, because they might help you, but then you just relapse back because you can't really heal. You're hijacked. You're just in this, you know, kind of broken record mode.
So on your website, you have a toss the toxins section so that if people want to find some suggestions for ways that they can start really deep cleaning their house of some of these toxic products, they can do that, correct?
That's correct. And we're working on a specific program now that's going to be really simple to execute. But yes, we have information that you can go through all these categories and it's wonderful.
I'll put a link to that in the show notes because I know there's going to be a lot of people who are really interested in that. So thank you.
Yes, we have just started really focusing on this campaign and this girl had a lot of issues. We actually personally went to her house. We filmed it, took out all these things. It took 2.5 hours. That's all. 2.5 hours and we're done. Okay. She had horrific hormone disruption. Her next period after we took the stuff out, no, she didn't even know she was going to start. She said had horrible cravings a week before, always, and mood, PMS. None of that. She had trouble sleeping. Her sleeping completely changed. Her husband had been on Nexium for acid reflux, couldn't get that solved, gone. And they'd been seeing a practitioner, but the practitioner never pointed out these excitotoxins and chemicals in food. I had her pull all that out. And her husband's digestive issues, her digestive issues resolved. So we have that now. It's on I'll send you the video.
Fantastic. Yes, I'd love to put that in the show notes. I bet that's incredible. And of course, all I'm thinking too, my house is pretty clean. I've made a lot of changes in what I'll have around me over the last 6 years since I started following Medical Medium. My house is not perfect though. And as I'm thinking about you going over to her house, I'm like, oh my God, I wonder what you'd find in mine. But I will tell you, if I walk around my house doesn't smell like anything because there's so many things that we don't use in terms of air fresheners, and all our cleaning products are Branch Basics. So they're nice and clean. And what's interesting is if I go to somebody else's house, I smell it instantly. Mm-hmm. I can smell it in everything. And a lot of it's the laundry detergent because you and I were talking about this, they put so many fragrances in laundry detergent these days, along with chemicals to make it stick in there more so that your clothes smell longer. And it's the worst stuff in the world.
And it's hard to get it out, but you can get it out.
Yeah. So why don't you tell us a little bit about how this all led to Branch Basics, which makes your cleaners?
Okay. So I found that removing cleaning products was a huge, just made such a difference for people. But some people might have 20 or 30 products, right? So we developed a product that I call them products with a purpose. We have two products, and they can literally replace every single toxic cleaning product in your house, from oven cleaners to window cleaners. And the good thing is they work. And we spent years to get something that was not only human safe, that was our first priority, but it also had to work, because who cares if it stinks and it doesn't work. So we worked really hard. So therefore, when I work with people to toss the toxins and they have to take all their cleaning products out, what am I going to do? Well, now you've just got this great replacement. And it doesn't mean you have to use our product. I mean, you can do it yourself products as well. That's for sure. But we've made it really convenient and easy. And so we say that our product saves space, you know, less clutter. It saves time. It saves money and energy. And so it's a very economical product because it lasts a long time.
And it's not toxic.
No, it was that we developed the formula based on my experience with my son and all my clients. I had a list for the chemists. No, because I knew people reacted to them. And that was an interesting experience, because we were working with chemists in this healthy realm, but they're still looking at the dose makes the poison. That's a toxicology model, which means, oh, a little bit of this doesn't really matter. So if you look at the non-toxic cleaning products that we have around, most of them have harmful ingredients in them. And their excuse is, it's just a tiny bit. But when we went to the chemist, I said, no, the science of epigenetics has shown that that is not true. The dose makes the poison is no longer legitimate. A little bit does matter, especially in terms of hormonal chemicals that impact our hormones. So we had quite a hurdle to get over, because we were not going to use a lot of the products, the ingredients that are used. And thankfully, we finally had success, and we were testing with sensitive people. We wanted to make sure our product didn't irritate the eyes, the nose, or the lungs. And then when we got past all of our human people testing it, we decided we wanted to get independent third-party testing. So we tested it, and it came back absolutely 100% not a skin irritant, not an eye irritant, not a lung irritant. It's really, really, really wonderful.
Which is so wonderful, because so many people in the medical medium community are very chemical sensitive. And so it does make it hard to try to find things like an effective cleaner. And I will say, when I found Branch Basics, it was probably about 15 months ago, the biggest challenge I was having was trying to figure out how to clean my juicer. I've got a Breville juicer, and I mean, I had taken steel wool to this thing. I had tried all kinds of things. And God knows steel wool is not the best thing either, because it's going to leave all those metal fibers. And I don't want to end up with metal in my celery juice, for goodness sakes. And I got your products, and I made a paste out of the oxygen boost. And I had used the all-purpose spray, which is a diluted amount of the concentrate, just diluted with some water. And I made a little paste, and I left it on there overnight. And then I soaked the whole thing in water for a little while. And I couldn't believe how it came off. I did make a YouTube video about it when I really deep cleaned it fully the first time. And I'll put a link to that in the show notes, but I was blown away at how well it worked.
It's wonderful. And we're just very thankful that, you know, it ended up so good, because it's definitely a needed product. And I always say, you know, it's always possible for someone to have a reaction to a natural ingredient. You know, we have chamomile in ours. It's a special chamomile. It has a European no fragrance rating. And so it's not a fragrance. It's not oil-based. It's water-based. And it's a very special one. And it's designed to be real soothing to the skin. So our product doesn't irritate the eyes. It's a great eye makeup remover. It's, you know, just really mild, but really powerful.
But to your point, it's safe enough to A, clean your juicer with all of its mineral salts stuck on it, but you can also wash your face with it.
You clean your oven. My husband cleans his car, the engine, and he loves it. It's great.
One of the things I cleaned most recently with it was my diffuser, my essential oil diffuser. And I was a big fan of using my essential oil diffusers to make my house smell nice occasionally. I didn't use them a lot, but I did use them. And I know that they had a lot of caked in essential oils and muck in them. I don't even want to think about what else. And so I'd soaked mine in vinegar overnight. It didn't do anything. So of course, what did I do? Got out my Branch Basics, made a paste, left that for a few hours, filled it with water, let it sit all night, came out clean as a whistle. But that also brings up your point. There aren't any essential oils in this either.
No, there are not. There are not. And I'll tell you why. I'm not speaking against essential oils, but I will tell you this, that if you are trying to recover from any illness, I highly recommend going totally fragrance-free and not using the oils, because the oils, even though they're natural, they do stimulate a response in the body, in the adrenal glands. They're stimulatory, etc. And so I just found that people recover much faster without that impact. And also you have to look at the quality, because if you get it, let's say you have a cleaning product and it says great, beautiful essential oils. If it doesn't say organic and processed without solvents, then that product can have a lot of chemicals just from the processing of the essential oil. So wildcrafted or organic essential oils processed without solvents are the best if you're going to use them.
Perfect.
So your house should be, you know, you should have a nice, fresh, no smell in your house. That's a clean, healthy house.
Not a heavily scented, scary one. A nice, clean, unscented house. I love it.
Yeah.
So on your website, one of my favorite resources is the Branch Basics User Guide. And I was so surprised when I found this. It's a PDF that you can download. It talks about all the different ways that you can use Branch Basics products. And you alluded to one of the ones that has always surprised me, which is cleaning your oven. Because I looked up the chemicals on EWG.org that are in the oven cleaners. It's shocking. It is shocking how toxic those are. So talk us through just a few of the things that you can do with these products that might surprise us.
All right. Well, oven cleaning is something that surprised me. You know, we were trying for the best of the best. And I thought, well, I don't know that we'll ever get something that could clean an oven. But, you know, we were experimenting all the time. But I'll tell you how you can clean your oven with this. It's just so much fun. You put your oven on low, like 100, and just get it heated up like that. Turn it off. And then spray liberally with our all-purpose, all the walls, et cetera. Of course, first you get out any kind of debris. All right, let that sit. You know, close it up and just let it sit. You can also sprinkle some of our oxygen boost on the surfaces. And you can let it sit for 30 minutes overnight. It depends on how bad is your oven. And then you open it up. And I spray again and just wipe, and it's pretty miraculous. It can do a great job on your oven.
That's amazing.
So you might, you know, sometimes you really have to wet it and put it in or overnight and let it sit. But if you keep up with it, you can just do a short 15-minute, you know, dwell time and then clean it out.
Another one of the things that really surprised me recently was in the shower here at the house that I use. There was mold on there when we first moved in. And I've put some, full disclosure, I've put some nasty stuff on there that didn't get rid of the mold. And I've scrubbed at it. I've tried a lot of different things. And recently I decided, okay, I'm going to throw everything I've got at this. So I made a huge thick paste with the oxygen boost and the all-purpose spray. And I put a huge thick coating of it in the bottom of the shower. And every couple hours, I would go spray it with a little more all-purpose spray to sort of reactivate the oxygen boost every couple hours. And I think I let it sit there for 2 days. And the next time I took a shower, I got in there with the scrub brush and I had the hot water on and I did the big scrub down of all of that and I rinsed it off clean as a whistle. And it needed a heavy-duty treatment. it was definitely something that was a problem. So it was not something that was going to get fixed in 30 seconds, but it was something that had been there for quite a while, but it definitely worked.
Yeah. And maybe you thought it can't be fixed. I give you an example. It's so great for laundry. I've even gotten dry clean clothes that couldn't get, you know, spots didn't come out. I've gotten them out with our product. And it can be a process. You use the all-purpose on the stain. You may be agitated. It depends on the fabric. There's all kinds of variations here. Then we'll soak the garment in the oxygen boost overnight. It is just an incredible stain remover. I have yet to have a stain that I couldn't get off. You know, there have been stains like your shower, you know, with my clothes that I've really had to work at, but I've gotten them. So
it's fantastic. And it just eliminates the need to use all of that toxic stuff. It's fantastic. But your user guide goes through, I bet there's at least 100 things in here that the branch basics are good for. So I'll put a link to that in the show notes as well.
Yeah, it really will do take care of just about every other product that you might have in your house.
Marilee, before we wrap up, do you have any other thoughts for us? This has been so helpful and so educational. I so appreciate you being here.
Oh, it's really fun for me because the main thing I want is people to become inspired. I want them to become motivated because if you really understand something and you want to act, and if you're not feeling like you want to act, I want to give you an invitation. And that is, you know what? We don't realize how much these things impact us until we remove them. And so even if you aren't, you know, thinking, oh, you know, I really want to do this thing, maybe I'll try it. Maybe I'll experiment. Let me see what happens. And you know what? You might have your husband say, oh my gosh, I slept last night. I didn't have to take this pill. I don't have migraines anymore. This is what happens. The whole family, you know, it's a cascade. The allergies are gone. The kids are acting better. You know, the moods are better. It's just all the way around. It's a win-win.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate your time and you sharing all of this incredible information with us. It's been invaluable.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. I hope you found this episode as informative and inspiring as I did. I'll put the links to the show notes for many of the things that we talked about here today, including the articles, videos, and resources that we discussed during the episode, and how you can learn more about Branch Basics products. You can use my discount code, CarefullyHealing, which is all one word, for 15% off their starter kits. This is an affiliate link, so I do earn a small commission from this. I'll also include links to my Quest for the Best Holiday Gift Guide and the Holiday Recipe Guide. And for reference, this is episode number 61. And don't forget, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, you'll need to follow Quest for Healing to be able to access the show notes. And this will also let you know each week when new episodes are released so you won't miss one. For next week's episode, I'm doing something a little bit different. Have you wished that you knew more people who were following medical mediums so that you could learn from their mistakes and experiences on this path? Then this episode is for you. It's a compilation of many of the guests that I've had on the podcast in the second half of the year, and I've posed a single question to each of them. What do you wish you'd known when you started out on your health journey? And I was amazed at how different each of the answers were, and my hope is that you'll learn some good tips and gain some perspective as you settle into your own health journey. And if you're looking for additional support on your health journey, you can learn more about how we can work together directly by going to my health coaching website at carefullyhealing.com or by finding me on social media on Facebook at Carefully Healing and on Instagram and YouTube at Carefully Healing with Kirsten. Thank you for joining me today on the Quest for Healing podcast. These discussions are not intended to provide medical advice, but rather to give you examples of methods and modalities that you may find interesting, informative, or helpful. Please work with your doctor as you undertake your own health journey. Hey, it's Kirsten. Before I started out on my health journey, I didn't know how poisonous many of the cleaners I used in my home were. Then when I started trying to clean the toxins out of my body, I started to question if the cleaners I was using were just adding back more. And how does that make sense when we're using toxic chemicals to get things clean? So imagine how excited I was when I found non-toxic, fragrance-free, essential oil-free Branch Basics cleaners. Now I use them for many things around my house, including scrubbing my kitchen and bathroom, cleaning my juicer, and as the laundry detergent for cleaning my clothes. Plus, it's also the soap that I use to wash my fruit because it's also sodium lauryl sulfate free. So check out branchbasics.com. Their starter kits make it so easy to get started, and you can use my code CAREFULLYHEALING, which is all one word, for 15% off your purchase. And because I always want to be upfront with you, this is an affiliate link, so I will earn a small commission if you buy using my code. But I only recommend this product because I love it and use it myself. So if you're ready to start cleaning your home with a healthier cleaner, go to branchbasics.com.